Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
You're dead. No, again.
Turn it off. Her humanity, Damon, that was all she had left.
Humanity means nothing when you don't have anyone to care about, Stefan.
I know how to bring Jeremy back.
It's called an expression triangle. I need to complete it for Silas.
The nutty professor's got totally brainwashed.
You got 36 people killed?
No, I got 24 people killed. 12 humans of the young firm, 12 hybrids. You and I are going to complete the triangle.
Well, I was looking for answers, and all I found was your Professor Shane, dead.
I think Silas followed us back from that island.
You and I, we are the beginning.
The cure. I know someone has it.
Catherine.
The doppelganger?
Where are you right now?
In the boonies, looking for a dead vampire that might lead to Catherine.
And the cure.
Damon?
Will?
Hey, buddy.
Everyone just needs to stop telling me that I need to feel. Be honest. You like me better like this. So where are we going?
Place every newbie vampire should go at least once in their life. New York.
You were right.
Told you.
It was really good.
Yeah. Glad you liked it.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting me.
Do it again next weekend?
If you're lucky. Oh, God. Is he? Do you think he's dead?
I don't know. Stay there.
You're that serial killer, aren't you? Son of Sam!
Son of Giuseppe, but it's close enough. No, I dragged her to New York because in a matter of 3 days, we managed to piss off everyone in Mystic Falls. It's a little more difficult to do in the city of noon.
I was hungry.
You're reckless.
Emotionless. There's a difference.
But all that matters is that when I lived here, I fed like crazy and had a blast and went undetected for years.
So, we're just here to have fun? What's the catch?
There's no catch. Look, you wanted out, I got you out. You wanted a feed, I brought you to a city-sized all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's the beauty of New York.
So much life that a little death goes unnoticed. Come on, let's go get some lunch.
Hey, what do you mean you took her to New York?
And that tone is the reason I didn't pick up the phone the first 20 times you called.
Where is she now?
Out exploring. Maybe she's eating a hot dog. Bender.
So I take it your search for Catherine is off?
Relax, man. This little joyride is actually a cure hunt. That vampire that Catherine sent after Haley is a friend of mine. He lives in the city. Will got vampire's fake identities, and I'm sure that Catherine was one of his clients.
And Elena's okay with this little field trip? Just yesterday she was living the vampire high life. She doesn't want the cure.
That's why I didn't tell her.
Damn it, if she finds out you're still looking for it, she'll bolt.
I'm aware of that, Stefan. What I'm hoping is she's going to be so wasted on booze and blood that she won't even think about it.
Don't underestimate her.
I can handle you when you flip your switch. I can handle her. Trust me.
Listen to me. She's ruthless without her humanity. The cure is the fastest way to get it back.
Just be a good brother and keep Mr. Falls afloat for me. Let me do my thing. You got an immortal named Silas to deal with, remember?
Desperate times, I take it.
What are you doing here?
Not judging you, for starters. Though if you are determined to get drunk, then perhaps I might recommend something a little more sanitary. Well then, you showed me.
Shouldn't you be out chasing Tyler to the ends of the earth? Are there still some hopes and dreams you want to crush around here?
Depends. Do you happen to know where the young Brutus is?
I know where he's not. With me. He gave Matt the deeds of the house, so he's gone for good.
Tyler made it his life's mission to kill me. You can't hate me for driving him away.
Oh, I can. And I do. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to spiraling, so go away.
Actually, I asked him to be here. We need his help. I think Silas is in Mystic Falls.
Okay, come on, take a deep breath. In 5, 4...
I can't do this.
Bonnie, relax, okay? Trust me.
How can I trust you if you won't show me your real face? Don't you think it's a little creepy that you're appearing as my dead professor?
I told you that I'm Silas. I told you Shane died on the island. I'm trying to earn your trust. All right, look. You invited me into your home, right? Why? Why'd you lie to your friends and tell them everything was fine? Why did you convince your dad that you needed Professor Shane's help to control your magic? What am I doing here?
You're in my head. You're making me see things and do things.
Hey, now, see, look, I'm strong. But you're a witch. And I can't force you to do anything that you don't already want to do. You care about Jeremy, right?
I do.
Yeah. You're with him. And you promised to protect him. But you failed. And now, in order to bring him back,
I need to get rid of the other side.
You are descended from Ketsia, one of the most powerful witches of all time. Only you can complete the triangle and cast the spell.
Completing the triangle means killing 12 people.
12 people you can bring back. Bonnie, you can do this. For Jeremy.
So some blood went missing from a few hospitals. What about Elena? Don't vampires with their humanity off tend to overindulge in human blood? Or were you the exception?
It's not Elena.
Well, let's say for a moment that it was Silas.
I'm struggling to see how this affects me.
Look, Silas wants to die and be reunited with his one true love. But he's supernatural. So if he takes the cure and dies, he gets stuck on the other side.
How Shakespearean.
But if he destroys the other side altogether, he can take the cure, die, and pass on. But in destroying it, every dead supernatural being will return to our side.
That means every werewolf, every witch, every vampire. I wonder how many of those you personally killed. Care yet?
My interest is piqued. How do we stop him?
Bonnie said Silas needs to complete 3 massacres to do the spell. Before Professor Shane died, he convinced the pastor to blow up the council. Next, he had you kill your hybrids. And now, he only needs 1 more massacre. So if he's here, that's what he's doing. We need to find him.
Looks about right.
I was promised hedonism.
Well, it's early. Hedonism isn't a big fan of the sunlight.
Or soap.
Easy, judgy. Not everybody got a hot new haircut today. Give it a couple hours. This place to be crawling with more punked out nihilists than you could eat in a decade, trust me.
How do you know?
Because I spent most of the 70s here. Factory was too clean. CBGB's was too high profile. But Billy's. Billy's was the underground of the underground.
There you go. 2 for 1. Rock and roll. It's the 3rd 5'7" for now I've gotten from you, Billy boy.
Is that the same client?
She's a runner.
Some vampires need more identities than others.
Hey, be discreet. I kill people and give you their IDs. You let me feed in your club. Discretion is never part of the deal.
Hey.
Lexi.
You're going to feed on him right here. You're getting sloppy, Damon. You got Lexi'd? How long are you leave without me? Oh, boy, Damon. I have to say I'm a little hurt, Damon. Thought we made a good team. Not without its fireworks, but what classic pairing isn't.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
Damon's following a lead to the cure. I'm following him. Notice your name never came up.
You're doing what?
How does it feel to be wrong all the time? I brought Elena here to feed. I mean, Mystic Falls isn't exactly Vamp Xanadu right now.
Right, so you drove 7 hours to New York City.
Yes, and as I was explaining to Elena, before we were so rudely interrupted, that my history in this city has particular resonance to her current situation. When I had Mike.
That explains it. Your switch is flipped.
You mind? I can't even hear my prayer over your constant babbling.
You're not even covering your tracks. We heard about you back in Mystic Falls.
Stefan, see? I thought we were in the off part of our endless on again, off again eternity of misery cycle.
Lucky for you, he cared just enough to send me. So, why'd you flip it? What traumatic event was too much for Damon Salvatore to handle?
Leave it to Beaver. 50s poor me.
Well, it's the 70s now, and keeping it off is going to get you caught and killed.
I'm taking my chances.
I won't. I promised Stefan that I would...
You and Stefan have a thing. I get it. He falls off the wagon, you pick him up. He gets redeemed, you get your Florence Nightingale jollies. Well, I'm not him. And I don't want or need you.
Too bad. Because you got me. Well, she sounds dreadful.
She had a Monserisa complex.
So, let me guess. After many dark nights with Lexi, she convinced you to turn your emotions back on, and that's exactly what you plan to do with me.
You read the last page of the book first, too? I'm gonna go get a drink.
Many drinks.
So you really buy all this?
Not one bit. I know he's after the cure. I'm not stupid.
Let's not say things you don't mean.
Damon is like a dog with a bone. Stefan, too. They won't give up until they find the cure and then make me take it. So I guess I'm gonna have to find it first.
You're playing him.
No, he's playing me. I'm just returning the favor.
What are we even looking for?
Well, if Shane really was working with Silas, chances are he was helping him plan his next move.
Where on his evil villain to-do list? Steal blood, perform 3 massacres, pick up dry cleaning.
Actually, not to nitpick, but we evil villains usually use minions to pick up a dry cleaning, that sort of thing.
Why is he necessary again?
Well, we don't know what Silas can do. So, if we do have to go head-to-head with him, an original hybrid who can't die, might come in handy.
Besides, Stefan and I work well together. Or at least we did in the 20s.
Well, granted, my emotions were off.
And that's why you were more fun. Just as Damon is probably relishing in Elena's emotionless company in New York.
My brother knows what he's doing.
Does he? Don't underestimate the allure of darkness, Stefan. Even the purest hearts are drawn to it.
So?
I'm sure it'll all be fine.
I think I found something. Symbolic figures in the dark arts. Didn't Bonnie talk about expression triangles? Here.
In some schools of magic, such as expression, human sacrifice can be used as a focus for power. It's rumored that the addition of 2 supernatural sacrifices compounds the mystical energy, creating an expression triangle.
Humans, of the Council of Fire. Demons, Klaus's hybrid failure.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it a failure. What's the third?
You want me to kill witches?
We've been over this. It's temporary. They'll come back.
But if I'm not strong enough?
You are strong enough. Look, it won't be easy. Once they realize how strong you are, they'll channel each other one by one using spirit magic. Till they can strip you of expression. You have to endure them. until all 12 are linked as one. Listen, your dad's here. We have to convince him.
Hey, how was the session?
Hey, to be honest, not that great. Her meditation isn't really working. Her magic's too strong.
You told me you could help her.
Dad, it's not his fault.
Not his fault. He's the one who taught you this magic, and now he can't control it.
Listen, we have an idea.
I'm done listening to your ideas. I want you to get out of my house.
Dad,
if we just call on the spirit.
I want you out of my house.
Wait!
What the hell is happening to her?
This happened to my wife. Expression consumed her. She had no control.
I need you to call Mom. We need witches. A lot of them.
Lexi thought the only way I would turn my emotions back on is if I started enjoying my life again.
Do not tell me she's going to eat a Bon Jovi concert soon.
No, wrong decade. Lexi was not allowed to be with Stefan. I didn't have that problem.
Neither do you.
Well,
is it just you?
This place wasn't easy to find.
I figured you wouldn't want to draw attention.
It'll work. I'm Asia.
You're friends with my mom?
I was. After she became a vampire, we didn't have a whole lot in common.
So she's not coming.
This is witch business. Look, I know you're scared, but I've dealt with expression before. I know the hold it can have on you.
It's not that, I'm strong. You won't be able to do this alone.
No, honey. Who said anything about being alone? There's almost nothing as strong as a full coven. So I brought 11 of my closest friends. Won't be fun, but we're gonna cleanse you. You ready? Let's do this. Looks like Damon gave us a slip.
Good.
Hopefully he'll find whatever he's looking for, and then I can take it.
And what if you can't?
I mean, he is stronger than you.
You know, I could help you. You want the cure off the table, I want to take it. We can work together.
Work together. Don't you hate me?
I hated the moral, self-righteous version of you, but this one's not so bad.
Maybe it's a new haircut. Do you remember what it's like to be human? Weak, fragile. Why would you want to go back to that?
Because someday I want a family of my own.
And that's exactly why I don't want your help. The best part of having no emotions is that I can think rationally. I'll do whatever it takes to get this done. You're the opposite. A pile of neurosis and insecurities, hopes and dreams. You're basically one big emotional variable that I just don't really need.
You just made me miss the old Elena.
There's been two massacres. Pastor Young's farm is here. And the old Lockwood cellar, where you spitefully slaughtered 12 of your own hybrids, is here. According to the book, the expression triangle is equilateral. Putting it here.
Somebody's been skipping their geometry classes. There are actually two places where the third massacre could be.
They didn't let me finish.
Hey, what's going on? Did you find Bonnie?
No, but I talked to her dad. I think I found Silas.
To the spirits, Bonnie. Let them in.
This mother's dream.
I can't. It hurts. It hurts! Oh!
Because he rejected the spirits.
These spirits will consume you.
This mother's tribute.
Let me go! She's fighting!
Let me go.
I need help. Link with me.
No.
Lend me your power.
So Silas is appearing as Professor Shane.
Wouldn't be my first choice.
Well, would it be if you needed to brainwash Bonnie into committing a massacre?
Need me to come out?
No, we got it.
How's the cure search going?
Not great. I mean, some massacre in the making, but Rebecca Trail is here.
In addition to my buddy being a brilliant identity thief, he's also a hoarder.
What are you trying to find?
Will had a repeat customer. 5'7" brunette. Said she was a runner.
Catherine.
Turns out I was helping her run from me.
Ironic.
Problem is, I'm pretty sure that this filing system goes by birthday, but I can't believe you remember Catherine.
June 5th, 1473.
And that, brother, is why you are the better boyfriend. Well, will you look at that? It's all our former addresses, including a couple from the last 2 months.
Mostly P.O. boxes, but hey, now it's a search.
Well, you're welcome. You headed back now?
Yeah, tomorrow morning. Gotta keep up the ruse for the terrible Tucson outside. Feel like I'm having a good time.
And you're not?
See you tomorrow.
Sorry. Had to get some quiet. Couldn't hear 7 over the runaways 2.0.
Let me guess. He's worried.
Jealous, mainly. He's having acid flashbacks of me and Lexi in the 70s in New York. Tell you about overdrink. Come on.
Lexi stuck with me for months. She's
partying with me, showing me a good time. Late every night, she tortured me in the worst possible way.
Tell me about her.
No.
What did she look like? What did she sound like? Tell me everything you remember about her.
Every night.
And that's my cue. You have a nice fight. Try not to break anything.
Every night. Every night, we get wasted. The second I bottom out, you have to bring up Catherine.
Because you loved her, and love is the most powerful emotion. If I can just get you to remember how you felt about her...
I don't want to remember. I mean, why do you care so much?
Do you remember how we first met? It was 1864. Stefan had just killed your father, made you turn into a vampire, and he was killing his way through Mystic Falls. You hated him. Rightfully so. But before you left, you asked me to help him. Because no matter what happened, he was still your brother. And you cared about him. Now, you need help. And he cares about you. We both do. Let me help you. Tell me about Catherine.
Talking about Catherine's not going to help me.
Why not?
Because she's not the person I care about.
Flipped. The switch. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I barely felt it at first. Every night it's gotten stronger. It worked.
You and Lexi? Here? On the bar?
On the bar, on the stage, on the roof. It was a very long night.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
To the roof. I want to hear the rest of the story.
Okay.
I just want to see where we are.
You know, when we split up, you did have the option of going with Stefan.
Yeah, and leave Bonnie's life in your hands? Fat chance. Do you even know how to read a map?
Yes, and you know who taught me? My friend Magellan.
Wow, you had a friend. Is he drawn to your darkness, too?
Actually, I was referring to Damon and Elena when I said that, but clearly it struck a chord with you.
It's because it's not true. There is no allure to darkness.
Really?
So you've never felt the attraction that comes when someone who's capable of doing terrible things for some reason cares only about you?
I did once when I thought he was worth it. But it turns out some people can't be fixed. People who do terrible things are just terrible people.
We're here. Although, judging by the lack of witches, here is not the correct location.
Ah! You disappeared, Bonnie! Ah! You can't fight her!
Stop!
Is that what you think?
This is no place for a vampire.
She's working for Silas.
Silas?
He brainwashed her to kill you. Wait, what are you doing?
Silas has her. She's lost. We can't save her.
Wait.
I have the power of 12 witches.
You don't stand a chance.
Good link. Bonnie's gonna kill me.
Not if the witches kill her first.
We need to save her.
How? The only way to stop the witches is to kill them, and then Silas gets what he wants.
Spirits,
Take her soul. Free her from darkness.
Up here. I could do this, you know. The Lexi method. Hang with you. Party with you. It wouldn't be the worst way to turn my emotions back on.
Oh, you hate emotions.
I do. Maybe I'm just looking for an excuse to spend more time with you. I've never done it on a rooftop before.
You're not missing much.
You don't have to take the high road, Damon. I'm not sire to you anymore. I want this. You want this.
Think that was gonna work? The sex, the temptation, booze. Are you kidding me? I invented that trick. Reinforcing it. It's tough. I had to be really quiet not to wake you up.
What is this?
Payment.
For what?
Oh, for the last 6 months of my life. For the nagging, for the self-righteous platitudes. I'm paying you back for 6 months of you.
Your humanity isn't back on. Is it?
Never was.
So this was all just...
a joke. A big fat lie. Best part is, you believed it. You thought I was like Steph. Wounded little bird you could nurse back to health. But he's a victim. I choose to be this way. Enjoy the day. Here it's going to be a scorcher.
So you pretended to have feelings for her just to get her off your back?
I was willing to do whatever it took. Sound familiar?
Oh, I hurt your feelings.
Not my feelings. I'm looking out for you. Because one day, you will flip that switch back on and all the bad stuff that you did is going to come rushing back and it is going to suck.
So you're saying that you felt bad for Lexi?
She became a walking, talking reminder of all the awful things I had done. I managed to avoid her for decades, and then she just shows up in Mystic Falls to wish my baby bro happy birthday, and boom! Rush of memories. Rush of guilt.
So you kill her?
Out of sight, out of mind. Every day that you're like this is a day that you might do the one thing that you can't take back.
Here's what I don't get. You spent 6 months trying to get her to fall in love with you just so that you could hurt her. You were spiteful, malicious, borderline evil, and you say that you had your emotions turned off. But those all sound like emotions to me.
Maybe they were. Maybe hatred was the first one I got back. All the more reason to cure you. That way we get the normal Elena back without all the ugly stages in between.
I'm not taking the cure, Damon.
Yes, you are. Even if I have to break your neck or tie you up in chains until we find it.
What was that you said about handling things yourself?
Hey. How you feeling?
What are you doing here? How did I get here?
What do you mean? I brought you home. The witches almost killed you.
What witches?
You don't remember? Whatever the witches did must have messed with your memory.
How do I get off the island?
Wait, Bonnie. What's the last thing you can remember?
I guess I remember being in that cave and Jeremy was trying to pry the cure out of Silas's hands. Please tell me he got it. We didn't get it, did we?
What is there something you need to know about Jeremy?
There. 12 graves for 12 witches. Like it never happened. Only, it did happen. Now Silas has everything he needs to open the gates to hell on earth.
You're just gonna let Bonnie die.
I know arithmetic isn't your strong point, but one is still less than 12.
Yeah, but that one is my best friend.
Tell yourself whatever you need to so you can sleep at night.
I just killed 12 people.
You look like you're in need of comfort.
Why don't you find someone less terrible you can relate to?
Thank you. Of the three massacres, this is the one I was dreading.
Silas, I presume.
Morning, Damon.
Where are you?
The better question would be, where are we going? Sorry, Damon, I think I broke your radio.
You're in my car?
They weren't gonna take the bus.
I wish this could have gone differently. I really do.
But we'll get past your best.
Damon, what did you do?
Let's just say it involves a 5'7"
brunette and her blonde accomplice.
Please don't tell me this is going where I think it is.
Wrong fantasy, brother.
Unless you're into betrayal and snap necks. The lead I had on Catherine Elena stole.
If you're searching for the words to tell me how badly I screwed up, save your breath.
I didn't stop the massacre.
Guess that else is everything he needs.
Everything but the cure.
I'm sorry, mate. Don't have it.
But you know who does? And the last thing that you want is for that cure to be used on you, so you bring it to me. And it won't be. You get to live.
Yeah, with all of my dad's supernatural enemies from the other side.
Yeah.
You know, you don't scare me, Silas, or Shane, or whoever you are.
But I think I know what does.
Now, where did you get that?
Well, let's just say your sister's mind is a little easier to read than yours. So, care to reconsider my offer?
Don't worry, I'm not trying to kill you, not just yet. Just a little something remember me by.
I'll be in touch.